Afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch. This is your Captain Joe, not anymore marching across the parade ground at the Coast Guard Academy to the tune of Semper Paratus, and no longer for our boot camp graduates at Cape May marching on the grinder at Cape May, but from the magical Isle of Vashon, the Gene Vosh studio, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 on the FM band, and streaming live all over the world to Captain Joe's people, from Singapore on one side of the world to the Kingdom of Sweden, of which Stockholm is the capital, on the other. All of the ships at sea, the aircraft in the air, the stations that are out rescuing the hapless mariner on behalf and in pursuit of their father's business. Do I send greetings, as I do every week, to all of Captain Joe's people all over the world? I'm going to start the program today with several messages that have come to me just in the last few hours, in fact, just today. I always appreciate the traffic that comes to me, the message traffic that comes to me from all over the world, people who want to let me know that they either like the program or they'd like me to talk about something else, or to let me know what is going on in their lives. And one of those messages struck a particularly responsive chord with me. All three of them did, but one of them in particular hit me right between the running lights, and that was that Laura sends me a message in which she says that she feels, and her family who listen to me feel, that I am speaking to each one of you directly. That's a great compliment to anyone who sits with a headphones on and speaks into a black microphone, and yet that is exactly the way I feel, that each one of you who gives me a little piece of your time every Tuesday afternoon in the Pacific time zone, and in the morning in some parts of the world, and late evening in other parts of the world, but you give me a little piece of your time from your busy day. And that in itself is a great compliment. And so, Laura, it is indeed true that I am speaking directly to you and to Ron and to every single one of others of Captain Joe's people. The second message that came to me just a little while ago was an arrival report from a much-loved friend who has been traveling in Scotland and has been staying with an old friend with whom she had not been in physical contact, had not actually seen this friend for a number of years, and who now lives in Edinburgh. And so Megan went to Scotland to spend some time with her friend, for them to do some touring. And so I got her arrival report this morning saying that she has survived the wilds of DBL, the airline code for Dublin, and is back safely here in SEA. And I am delighted to have that. And I can now check her off of my list of people of special concern. The third one is a message from a friend who has come to me after over 30 years ago, over 30 years ago, and I was stationed here. I was the chief of operations for all Coast Guard operations in the Pacific Northwest. And I had a friend who was part of my living here. And over the years, we lost contact with each other. And then for reasons which are beyond the scope of this discussion, she had decided that she wanted just to see whether the captain was even still alive. Well, not only am I still alive, but of course I am still up in the captain's chair. I'm still all of your Captain Joe, still pontificating from the heights of the captain's chair. And she found me through the voice of Vashon. She went on to some search which is called Google or Goggle or Gimbal or Gimbal. That's a military term or a sailor's term. So compasses are mounted in gimbals. Bearing circles are mounted in gimbals. Anyway, she went on to a gimbal search, and she found not only found me, but she found that I was broadcasting. I was a producer, is what we call it here, a producer on the Voice of Vashon, and that provided the link to the voice, and that provided the link to how you send queries and well done's and complaints and whining and all sorts of other messages that you might want to send to Kate at the Voice or Richard at the Voice. And so she sent a signal and she said, I see that Captain Joe is still alive and is still connected or is now connected with the Voice of Vashon. Would you send him this message? And she included in her message her email address and her telephone number. So through that, through the Voice of Vashon all over the world, we have now reconnected. And the first conversation that we had was as if we had never done anything except gone around the corner to the store to pick up a six-pack. I am delighted to have people come back, no matter how long ago, because the bonds of friendship, the steel cables that connect us through those bonds of friendship, should never be allowed to rust away, wither away, and go away. And so I am telling this story for two reasons. The first one is to recognize and acknowledge my pleasure at having an old friendship, the bitter end of the of an old friend, of the hawser of an old friendship picked up again, but also to remind everybody that you may have friendships in your own life that you would like to see whether or not is that person still alive? Would that person still want to connect? Were there things that caused that friendship to go into Charlie status, into maintenance status, that maybe we need to get sorted out? Because it is not given to us to know the day nor the hour in which maybe these people will be taken from us. And so I am telling this story as well to urge those who may have friendships that they would like to possibly pick up from their past and to go ahead and to do it. The medical list today comes with a mixed report. I yesterday was able to get both my fifth COVID shot and my flu shot at the same time. Last week on the medical list section, I talked a little bit about inoculations and getting caught up with all the shots so that all of us have each other around for as long as it is in God's gift for us to be around. And may those years be long and may they be good ones. We'll do our best to make both of those things happen. And I was prepared for whatever the downside of getting both shots in the same arm is. But what I decided to do was, if I was going to get sore on one arm, I might as well just get sore on one arm. And in fact, none of those things have happened. I realize that there are many unfair things in the world, and certainly many unfair things have happened to many people. But this one seems to me to be one piece of unfairness that I can live with. So if you haven't had the fifth shot yet, go ahead and get it. If you haven't had your flu shot yet, go ahead and get it. And I fully recognize that there are some of Captain Joe's people who do not believe in any of these shots. It is not my place, nor my job, nor my command to try to change your mind. It is my place to tell you what I have decided to do. And then if you have any trust or belief in your captain, then you can make your own decision. What I will tell you is that for all of the COVID shots, now up to five, in fact, I ran out of space on my shot card, and they had to give me a new one with the new shot. So it is for me to tell you that with all five of those shots that I had absolutely no side effects. I never get sick from the flu shots, and I'm not going to get sick from this one. So if you have been holding off because you think that maybe you're going to have some side effects, check it out with your physician. Check it out with your medical practitioner if you use something other than an MD. So that is what I have to say about all of that. But on the binnacle list, I'm going to expand it this morning just or this afternoon just a little bit because I'm reminded and have now been reminded that there are some of Captain Joe's people who are not at home. They are not waiting in an emergency room. They are not incarcerated in a hospital getting better. They are in some sort of long-term care facility in a possibly independent living, possibly assisted living, possibly a skilled nursing facility, as is at least one of whom I'm aware, and possibly in a memory care facility. And these people are equally entitled to the attention of the binnacle list. And it is my hope, my wish, and my command that if you have somebody who is in any one of those facilities and you have not been as diligent as you should have been with visitations, let me tell you from my own personal experience with my mother, whose nickname in the family was Toots. So Toots lived the last 5 years of her life here at Vashon Community Care. And it was the right decision for her to be there. I may talk some more about that kind of decision if some people think it might be useful. But in any case, that's where she lived for the last 5 years of her life. And she lived until she was 95. And at the end, it was a peaceful and really good crossing of the bar. So, but one of the things that Mary and I were very diligent about, and I was so diligent that I became deeply involved with Vashon Community Care for 10 years, including the 5 years of my mother's life there. So we were very diligent about visiting, about taking her out. She was in assisted living. And about becoming part of all of the activities that were part of Vashon Community Care. We no longer have that facility, and the reasons for that are beyond also the scope of our talk this morning. It'd be enough to say at this point that it should not have happened that way. It was a wonderful place for her to be, and it was staffed by wonderful people. And so even if you think you're doing really well at the visits, go make a special one because we're coming up pretty soon on Veterans Day. It'd be a great time for those of you, and that's most of you, who are veterans to go and visit, take the flag, and have a little remembrance of some of your shipmates, some of your Army buddies, some of the people with whom you served, some of those with whom you shared the hazards of military life. And So the rest of the binnacle list, progress is being made in several areas. And happily, I have no reports of people leaving the binnacle list in the way which is memorialized by Alfred, my Lord Tennyson, in Crossing the Bar. I've got a really good magazine today. It's good. I believe it's good. It's my opinion. I never say my humble opinion, by the way. You ever, all know, ever notice that? And the it is the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars magazine. I am, of course, a life member of VFW, and I am not active in any one of the posts. In fact, I've kept my membership with the VFW post in Wilmington, North Carolina, which is where I was when it was time for me to leave in the normal course of events, my much-loved Northwind. By that time, I'd moved her home port to Wilmington, North Carolina, and I joined the VFW post there and have remained a member there for ever since. But somehow or other, the VFW magazine people keep finding me, and the story that has really caught me is has the title on the cover, "We Did a Lot of Rucking in the Army. Afghanistan Veteran Leads a VFW Still Serving Project in Virginia." And it the cover photograph shows this gal with her dog. And the story, the subtitle to the article is "An Afghanistan War Veteran and VFW Member in Virginia." And Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, is from whence do I come originally. And the town is spelled S-T-A-U-N-T-O-N, not pronounced Staunton, Stanton, Virginia. Was both saved by her service dog and inspired to devote her new lease on life to fellow veterans. She does it with a rucking charity event that helps raise funds for programs and resources. And the story goes on to say that she had served in the Army with the 10th Mountain Division. Interesting Army unit, by the way. It's headquarters in Fort Drum, New York. And she was a member of the 10th Mountain Infantry Division. And when she suffered retirement-worthy injuries in Afghanistan and was medically retired from the Army after 17 years of service. But she was contemplating killing herself. And the story goes on to tell that she was lying on the couch in her home. Actually, she was living in a she was living in a home in New York. And so the opening paragraph reads: "Standing on the precipice of a life suffocated by an abusive marriage and post-traumatic stress, Helen Stowe had a tennis ball dropped on her lap once, twice, and three times a charm. With the weight of a loaded gun in her hand and body clinging to the couch of her New York home, Stowe kept receiving the unsolicited tennis ball from her service dog, Astro. A chocolate lab with googly eyes." There's that word Google again. Oh. "Astro's perseverance that morning in 2015 snapped Stowe out of the throes of suicide, but it also sparked a need for a fresh start." Every now and then, many of us need a fresh start. And so here is a wonderful story that combines a dog, a tennis ball, a gimbal search, the possibility, nay, even almost the inevitability of a life lost by one's own hand. And because of the insistence of that dog in particular, the decision to, instead of not take one's life, to begin a new life. It's a wonderful story. If you are a member of VFW and get the VFW magazine, then I highly recommend it. She talks about rucking. I did not know what rucking was. I had to read the definition of the term. People who ruck. It has almost a pejorative, if not purient, connotation. People who ruck actually get a knapsack and they fill it with heavy weights and they carry that thing around for mile after mile after mile, along with your dog, with your googly dog. So if you're a member of VFW, I highly recommend that you read this when you get your copy of the magazine this month. If you are not a member, I would imagine that you probably can go online and read this. If you're entitled to membership in the VFW, I urge you to consider taking out that membership. It is a great support for members, those of us who have served in a foreign war, and they adhere to that definition. That is one of the requirements that you must fulfill in order to become a member. If you are a veteran but do not fulfill that requirement, then you are eligible for membership in the American Legion. And both of those organizations, along with the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans, and several other veterans organizations, are great advocates for American veterans. And I highly recommend that you consider a membership in any one of the ones that for which you are eligible. One of the messages that I got today was from my daughter-in-law in Fairbanks. Now it's about my granddaughter, Naomi. We have talked a lot on this program, and we will continue to talk because it is a subject of unending interest to me, about, in particular, our grandchildren and, in some cases, great-grandchildren. And I talk in particular about them more than I do about our children because our children have made their own way. They have made their own mistakes. They have made their own triumphs and their own failures. And there's not much that any of us can do except enjoy the good times, be with them through the bad, and to at all times recognize the bonds, the steel bonds of family. And that includes friends of family rank, at least it does in my life. So this report from Hannah Sue in Fairbanks included a photograph, and it was a photograph of the Fairbanks newspaper. And the headline on it had to do with Naomi's triumph. Naomi is a long-distance runner. And she has now acquired national standing in her running. She is also a RN student. She is extremely active in all of her different activities. She was completely homeschooled, and all of the children in that family were homeschooled, and when it comes time for them to take the validation exams that are required by the state of Alaska to validate that they have indeed learned everything that they need to learn in order to move on to the next grade or to be graduated, these kids might just as well not even bother to take the exam because they always max it. Sometimes our grandchildren need a little bit of support. And I have experienced that, as well as being able to report to you the successes and triumphs. But a well done to Naomi on this one. And I look forward to the next time that we're able to talk. But even more do I look forward to the next time that we can all be together again, because it's just a glorious time. So last weekend, I went down to the town of Reedsport, Oregon. Now, Captain, why would one go to the town of Reedsport, Oregon? Well, here's the answer to that question. Reedsport is a very interesting village, actually. It's not much of a town. Down on the Oregon coast, it is south of Florence. It's south of Newport. It's south of Depot Bay. And it is south of Hasita Head, which has a wonderful lighthouse, which is supposed to have a ghost in it. And it was selected by the, for reasons which I have still not yet been able to figure out, the National Science Foundation, which runs the Antarctic Program for the United States of America, had at one time a wooden motor sailor that they operated down in Antarctica. The provenance of that boat, I don't know exactly where it came from, but what I do know is that at the end of its useful life, it was donated to the town of Reedsport, Oregon, which intended to build a, they wanted to build a polar museum. Now, if one were going to select a place for a polar museum, Reedsport, Oregon would be just about the last place that one would look. It is has a, it's a river town. It is it has, so far as I can find, no connection to the polar regions. But in any case, Hero ended up in Reedsport. And the city was intending to build a promenade and to build a museum around Hero. When the Coast Guard cutter Glacier, which was one of our large icebreakers, and when I was the ice boss for the Coast Guard in my twilight tour, Glacier was one of my cutters. I knew almost all of her commanding officers. I knew almost all of her XOs. And she was one of the ships for whom I was responsible to the commandant. And after I became an honored retiree, and Glacier, in a few years later, was decommissioned, and the people who had served in Glacier wanted to keep her, wanted to make her into a museum ship, much like my Ingham down in Key West, Florida, where she still is, and wanted to make Glacier into a museum ship. And, well, the logical place to take her was Reedsport and pair her up with Hero. At that time, I became involved in the fundraising effort and the administrative effort to save Glacier. And so I went down to Reedsport to see how we would get her in, because there is a bar at the entrance to the river. And so she'd have to cross the bar, and then she would have to be moved up the river. And Glacier would, even at light, her light draft was probably about 30, 32 feet. And the working depth in the river there was a lot less than that. So there would have had to have been some major dredging. We were talking about millions of dollars. In any case, the story is that the story ends by Glacier ending up being scrapped. I went to a muster of all of her people a few weeks ago here in Seattle. And part of that muster was discussion of why that happened. And I vowed then that I would go to Reedsport on a mission of remembrance. And so that was what I did this last weekend. And I also hoped to find Hero. Not only could I not find Hero or her Hulk, I could not find anybody who remembered her. What's going on here? Anyway, it was a wonderful trip, though. I love the Oregon coast, and so this is my next recommendation for you, along with the VFW magazine. If you're looking for a great trip to take a few days, go down to Redding, California, and get on to US 101 and work your way up the Oregon coast, up as far as Astoria. Astoria, of course, is a Coast Guard town. And we have an air station there, and at least two cutters are homeported there. It also has a wonderful, wonderful maritime museum. And work your way all the way up to Astoria. And then if it pleases you, keep on coming. And if I'm in residence in Captain's Quarters and you make a contact with me, we will figure out how to get you out onto the magical Isle of Vashon And there you will be among the leaders. You will be with the leaders of Captain Joe's people. And here we are all together already and far too soon at the 1300 hours, 1 o'clock on the magical Isle of Vashon. It remains then for your Captain Joe to tell you, as I always do and I always mean it, that we never say goodbye. We never say until we meet again. And Laura, thank you for your message. I love you too. And this is your Captain Joe, as always, on station and watching properly.